Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon facing still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey y'all, I'm Jules. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hello, Kelly. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. It's, yeah, we were talking before we got on here, and it's been a day for like a week. And so, yeah, I keep thinking, oh, I've only got this one project left before the end of the year. And then I get an entire day's project that I go, crap, I didn't do that. Crap, I didn't do that. And so here we go. And so this is day two in a row of that after, you know, pushing really hard to finish the quiz. I finished a quiz. You guys should go and take it. Quiz. It's really cool. Yeah. I spent all week, the last 2 weeks actually, finishing up this quiz. Called out, you know, what is your shadow work readiness score? Ooh. And it helps you figure out whether or not you're ready to do your shadow work, and if not, what you need to do before it. So it's really cool, right?
Yeah. Where is this?
It'll be on the homepage of the website by the time this comes out. And
very good.
And it should be right up at the top in a little banner, or, you know, maybe not if I decide to change it, but it'll be on the homepage of the website. I haven't gotten that far, Jewel. Don't mess with me. We'll put it in the show notes, damn it.
When in doubt, refer to the show notes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It'll be here. It'll be there. It'll be everywhere.
Everywhere. Yes. And it's in the Spirit Sherpa podcast Facebook group. I haven't put it in the chat yet, but it will be in the chat. We have a Spirit Sherpa podcast chat now too on Messenger, which is kind of fun. We've got a little conversation going over there. So you can sign up for that. We will also put it out on the mailing list. So if you're on the mailing list, it'll come out in a newsletter in the next week or two, which probably will be already gone and done by the time this airs.
See, by the time this airs, you will have caught up with everything that you're trying to cram in the last 2 weeks of 2022, which is actually when we're recording this.
Yes.
So by the time this comes out in, I don't know, April of next year, you will be caught up.
Be coming out in April? Is it really April?
I don't know. Let me look. I'm kidding.
Man, I hope not.
let me see. It's January.
January. January. That's what I thought. Don't
January 22nd, we're good. January 22nd, we're good. Yeah.
But today is Kathy's birthday. The actual day today is Kathy's birthday. And tomorrow is your birthday.
Yay!
Hey! Do you guys remember little solstice babies?
That's it.
That's it. I didn't realize that you guys like bookended the solstice. Kathy and I bookend. I'm on Samhain and she's on Yule. And so we bookend time out of time in the Celtic calendar. And now you and she bookend the solstice.
The solstice.
Which is freaking awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I just found that out today.
I did not know today was Herbert Walt Kathy. Happy birthday. I did not know that.
There you go.
I'm about to send her a text.
There you go.
Happy B-Day, Kathy. All right. I'll put that in my notes.
send her an audio song she loves to be sung to on her birthday. It's her happy place. It's
she
a family
might change
tradition.
Her mind after she hears me sing. Because I sound like a dying calf in a rainstorm. I'm just
saying. You know, you could always do the Viking song.
What is that?
People living in despair, people dying everywhere on your birthday. Happy birthday. May the candles on your cake burn like cities in your wake on your birthday. Happy birthday. There's like 15 different verses to that song.
I have never heard of that in my life, but we're going to put it in the show notes because that's where everything goes.
I hope you're making notes because I'm not going to remember that at the end of this.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
It's not going anywhere.
Viking birthday song.
Birthday song. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it is random day. It's random Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
We're doing random Tuesday. Speaking of random, we were supposed to have guests today and she was sick. And so she kindly let us know that yesterday. She's like, I'm so sorry. I have laryngitis and the doctor has told me I'm not allowed to speak. I'm like, well, that would be a good reason to miss a podcast. So
that's a good one.
You know, we're punting today. And I had thrown a topic in from later in the year that I was going to do. And then I was waking up this morning, and as my guides are wont to do, because I don't slow down a lot when I'm busy like I am right now, they tend to come in while I'm in that liminal state between sleep and waking, and they go, "Pam, hello."
You're like, I'm trying to hit the spiritual snooze.
I'm sleeping. They're like, not anymore. I'm like, but I'm sleeping. They're like, no, we have to talk. I'm like, but, and they're saying, look, you know, we don't want you to, whatever the topic was, we don't care. We want you to talk about this right now because it's critical. Well, not critical, but it's like, it's important. And the people understand that there's depth to the way that you talk to your spirit guides and who you go to for what. So much like the right magic for the right application, this is the advanced guide to talking to your spirit guides.
Sweet. I have been waiting for this one myself. So yes.
So maybe it was you in my brain. Who knows?
would that be dangerous?
Yeah. So
you're like, oh shit, here we go. Buckle up, bitches.
Baby. Yeah. Hello.
All right. So
here's the deal, right? There are different guides that you go to for different things. Okay. You have your basic spirit guides. And by basic, I don't mean that sort of derogatorily. It's these are the people who are here with you all the time that helped you throughout your lifetime, who are the ones that you go to over and over again, that you create a relationship with, blah, 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 right? These are the ones that we talked about the first episode that we did about spirit guides, which was way the hell back in 2018, right? So if you missed that one, you should probably go back and listen. But this one is talking about different types of spirit guides, right? So in shamanic practice, we also have power animals, right? And we may have totems. And I can't remember. I think we didn't do an episode, did we? Okay. Jules seems to think we did.
I remember listening to it. I just don't remember when it was.
It would have been a long time ago. So a power animal is an animal that works with you for a period of time. And a totem is something, is an animal that's with you your entire life. Okay. And so they're both spirit guides. They both do their own thing, right? But they're good for different things than your regular spirit guides are. And, you know, if you think about it, it makes sense, right? So when you do work with a power animal, they're going to have more of a connection to the earth. They're going to have more of a connection to the lower realms, which is where they exist in shamanic practice, right? There's lower, middle, and upper worlds. Your spirit guides are going to be up in the upper worlds. Your power animals are going to be in lower worlds. So if you're traveling in different places, you'll want to access the people associated with that place, right? That makes sense. You wouldn't go to, a guide who's used to touring you around China and ask you to take them to take you. Yes, I can talk to Egypt. Because they probably don't speak the language and they almost certainly probably don't know their way around, right? So you don't ask people to take you in places that are out of their realm. With that said, there's also other pieces here, right? So I was talking to a friend here in Boquete last week, and she said that she had gotten an Akashic Records reading and was telling me what they had told her from the Akashic Records reading. She's like, do you do that? And I was like, yeah, well, you know, I get that sort of information, you know, but I'm realizing as I was sitting there, I'm like, maybe I don't actually go to the Akashic. Maybe I talk to my guides and they tell me what's in there. And I'm like, how do I do that? And I was starting to sit with it, right? And so this morning when they were being obnoxious, I decided, well, why don't I go check my Akashic records, right? I'll go see. Let me go look. And I start going and they're like, no, don't go. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, don't go. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, you know, right. They all like resistant, right? And I'm like, well, I don't like that. I don't put up with my own resistance. I'm not putting up with yours unless you give me a good reason, right? So off I went. Well, okay. What was funny is that I get there and the energies of the Akashic Records are very different than the energy. And it's very alien technology-ish, the energies there, which kind of makes sense if you think about the Akashic Records being the record of everything that ever has and ever will be. If you buy into the idea that we're living in the Matrix, and the Matrix is a complex computer program, the Akashic Records would kind of feel technology-based, right? They would, and they do. And that's very interesting. And so, you know, I was like, huh, that's fascinating. And so, you know, I went and looked up my records and saw my stuff and understood why my guide said, don't do that.
So what did it say?
Well, so what it said was mission accomplished, right? It said that everything that I set out to do in this life has been accomplished and that I no longer have a mission, a purpose written on the records because I've already done what my mission had been. And
well, cool. You're just that much more ahead for the next one.
Well, so, you know, there's this moment, right? So there's always a risk when you tell somebody that they no longer have a mission that they go, well, shit. And they, well, okay. And they just give up, you know, and they're like, woohoo, I'm vacationing for the rest of my life. Right.
Right.
Which I'm kind of doing a little bit of right now. I got to be honest with you. You can't live in some places pretty as Boquete, Panama, and not want to do some vacationing. Because every time I leave the house, I'm just like, oh, it's so beautiful. I get to live here. It's so cool. Right. But I know me. I can't live for long without a plan. So. You know, you're talking to the girl who used to have a plan, a backup plan, and a backup plan for a backup plan. I got to yep. have something to work towards or else I'll get bored in short order. So
well, I'll see, make something up. But, well, okay. So here's you. Only you would come up with bonus content for your own freaking Akashic record. Okay. Seriously.
That's so true. Oh my God.
This is bonus content. Okay.
Bonus content for the Akashic record.
That's why the guys are like, y'all ain't gonna believe this one. Seriously, y'all, hey, y'all, you look, JoJo's fine over there. Y'all come look at this shit over here.
Oh, bam. God, that's so true. Oh, God. All right. So, yeah. So, there it is. Anyway, so we're back to the discussion of spirit guides, right? So when they were complaining at me, I just sort of shoved them in a box and told them shut up and then went and did my thing, right? They're used to it. It's okay. And I'm much better than I used to be. Anyway, the upshot is that when I was there, I realized why they didn't go with me because it's not energetically aligned with them, right? And so they're not, it's very technology energy. And they're not. So I don't even know if they can go there or not. It's an interesting dynamic, right? And so I haven't had time to stop and talk to them about it. So I could be totally wrong. But well,
the lady that we had on before who was talking about the Akashic Records, I think there's specific guides that work in the Akashic Records. They're like their own guide things. Then we have kind of like a personal dude or do it, dudette or in between or whatever, that's up there, the spirit person that is kind of like, oh, okay. It's kind of like the librarian. So, oh, right. You want a page out of yours. Okay, well, it's right over here. And then they go get it and everything.
Yes, and that was my experience. I went there and I asked for my records and they took me there. So that was, in fact, my experience. But this is the other piece of the puzzle, right? Is that there are so many places in the astral, right? And we talked about this a little bit at one point. I don't remember. I think it was the astral projection episode. I'm not sure. But we talked about this where somebody who had written to me said that the Rosicrucians had told them that their guardian angel would keep them safe no matter where they went. And I was like, no, no, your guardian angel, they will try, but you know, they're an angel. And, you know, you don't want to be walking into a biker bar, the astral equivalent of a biker bar with angry demons. You know, it's just, let's not be stupid. Let's not overdo our guardian angel, right? And so, you know, just like that, we also want to say that when you're going places, you need to, one, know where you're going, right? And two, know how you're going to get there.
And how to get back.
And how to get back, yes. Although getting back is really not as hard as getting there, because there's always a silver cord that you can turn around and look at behind you that you can follow back to your body. So that is not as difficult as one would think. Or if you are good at being embodied, you could just feel your body and it'll pull you home, right? But if you're kinesthetic, that's a really great way to do it. But the upshot is that you want to be able to have the right guide to take you there. So I remember Kathy and I were prepping for a ritual at one of our retreats, and she said, meet me at the Supernal Temple. And I went, yeah, okay. And I went into state and I got into the astral and I went, I have no idea where the Supernal Temple is. Like, I have never been there. I don't know where this is. And so I called Grandmother Spider and I was like, do you know where this is? And she's like, oh yeah, I got you. And I'm like, okay, great. And so she took me there and we did our thing and we came back. Now, we did our thing in energetic state. We did not have conversation, right? So she had no idea I had asked Grandmother Spider to bring me to the Supernal Temple. We did not have that conversation. So we came back and she would come out of state and she looks at me and she goes, what was with the spider in the corner? I'm like, I didn't know how to get to the Supernal Temple. She brought me. But these are the moments where you know you're not making this shit up in your head, right? Because how would she come up with a random thing like what was with the spider in the corner?
Okay, and that's the most inquisitive thing that you got out of that. I'm sitting here going, what do you mean you're meeting at a flipping temple at the intersection of what the fuck? And I don't even know what's happening now. Oh, and by the way, let me go ask Grandmother Spider, hey, can you bring me there? I mean, I'm like, wait, hold up. I can't even get to the astral. And now I'm going to meet up with one of my bestest friends going, hey, meet me at the temple, like you're going to meet up for coffee. And then we're going to do stuff.
It's a ritual, but yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. We're at chapter 13. I need to go back to the preface. How do we get there?
That's what you're here for, is to ask me questions. Because I'm like, yeah, you just go do this, right? It's good. You know, I've been doing this for too long. This is why you're here. So ask me
questions.
Yeah,
that's why I'm here. I'm like, oh my God. I've been trying to access my Akashic records forever. And I'm like, yeah, and it just don't happen. I saw my power animal. I finally saw him or her. I think it's a him. It looked like a him. And it was a big bear.
Okay.
Like seriously, like big, like grizzly. And I didn't know what it was to begin with, because it was like going roar. And the picture started out just as his mouth. And I didn't know what the hell I was looking at, because all I could see was teeth. Okay. And then he like backed away, or the picture widened, however you want to say it. And then I saw, I'm like, oh, hey, you're a bear. How you doing? You know? And so
I love that this bear is bellowing at you in anger and rage, and you are going, "Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? So cute.
You are the white girl that all the TikTok videos talk about. They're gonna die because they'll walk up to the random angry animal." You'll do it on the
This was in one. The astral, not the real one.
You think that's less dangerous? Ha!
Yes, because I'm a badass bitch on the astral.
Because you are. Yes, you are.
And besides, if the bear had scratched me, I would tell you, then you would have killed the bear. So I know this. No.
I would not have killed the bear.
Either that, you would tell me, well, don't walk up to a bear next time.
I probably would have said that.
You probably would have told me that one.
But I said, okay, here's what you're going to do for the wound. And how about not?
Yeah.
How about not fucking with the very angry bear?
Yeah. See, I took it as the bear was going, I'm over here. Would you look at me?
There you go.
You know, I didn't get that he was.
It was your vision. It probably was that. Yeah. So, you know,
he
it's
was
your
like,
vision.
Yo, I'm over here.
Wake the fuck up.
I've been trying to get your damn attention for 2 years. So, but, you know, because hello, have we met my hard headed self? But, yeah. So I've gotten to where it's like, okay. And so then I start following the bear. And the bear's like, yo, over here, you know, with his head. He's like, yo, over here. So I'm like, okay, and we're walking through the meadow and it's beautiful. And then we get to this golden door illusion thing. Okay. This big golden thingy looks like a door with archway and stuff. And then the bear just kind of walks through. And I'm like, okay, am I supposed to knock? Do I just walk through? Just shit, I'm just walking. All right. So I go through this and then everything turns white. Everything. And then I see from floor up unto, we're going to go with it, like clouds. I'll say floor to ceiling, but there was no ceiling. It was just like clouds where it disappears and I can't see anymore of like shelves. So think like the Harry Potter, like, you know, with the, I've always wanted to do that with the ladder and just go, wee! And it's just, but I didn't see any beings or people or anything like that. So that's as far as I've gotten. I've gotten inside that and then that was it. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm back in my body. So I didn't want to go boom back in my body, but that's what happened. So my first question is, how do I stay there?
And how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
How do I hoota wada?
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
That's a trick question, I feel.
Practice, practice, practice.
Practice, practice, practice. Okay.
So what's rule happening is that you're hitting the edge of your field of assimilation. And so you are hitting the point past which you will accept the input of the information. And so you are kicking back.
Oh, okay. Is that the same? That's the same thing that, because I have a hard time with meditation. When I'll say go too deep and it's like stuff starts, instead of looking like a sketchbook, because mine always look like, or like if it's a black chalkboard and it's like the white chalk. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, every so often, I'll see something that looks literally like I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then when I try to, in my mind, go toward it, it gets smaller and smaller.
Right.
And I'm like,
I'll warn you. Or I'll warn you, warn is not the right word, but I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Don't try and go towards it. Let it come to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you try to go towards it, you're controlling it and your control mechanism is a fear-based mechanism. We try to control the things that we're afraid of. And so when you try to control your spiritual experience, you will shut it down. Because it's a fear-based experience. Like control. Control is a fear-based experience.
Oh, okay. And see, I thought I was like, okay, we're going to go on an adventure. I'm not going to be afraid of this. I'm going to go toward it and embrace it. And in fact, I was doing the opposite of what I should have been doing.
Yeah. Well, so the thing about spiritual work is that it is more of an embodied experience than it is a mind experience. And the challenge that we have is that we often try to manipulate it with our minds, right? But creation, the creation process is an act of of beingness, not of doingness per se, which doesn't make sense, but it is. And so honestly, it's a balance of the two, but you start out in beingness. But when you're creating something, you're creating the experience of having it before you define it. And so,
so just let it come and appear and do what it's going to do.
Yes. So when you show up in that state and that thing shows up in front of you, open up your sense of being with it. Okay. Not doing things, but being with it. So let me give you an example of a being with it sort of state, right? So, when you are holding the hand of a sick child, or you're holding the hand of your boyfriend, girlfriend, non-binary other, right? When you're just being with someone without thinking about anything, without trying to do anything, without anything, you're just being with the holding of the hand and nothing else exists. You're just like, oh, that's good. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to be with you in your happiness, sadness, whatever. I'm going to be here without trying to change anything, right? That is, that's a beingness state where you are accepting what is and being with it. You are sitting in the soup of the experience.
Okay.
When you can sit in the soup of the experience will expand.
Okay. And just to clarify this, I'll say for me, may or may not happen all in one fell swoop, because to me, this
almost is certainly not.
Because
I guess it depends on the person. Some people, like, you describe this to them and they just get it.
Yeah.
What's your next question?
Okay. So, and kind of keeping with this theme, when I talk to my spirit guides, right? I'm familiar with their energy, so I'm comfortable with them. It always feels like a big hug, right? And right now I hear them talking in my head.
Okay.
So it's my voice, but I'm not actively talking to myself, but I'll hear answers in my head.
Right. Yes. That's how it works.
Or stuff will come to me in my dreams and I will be working some stuff out. Like if it's like, okay, you need to get over blah, 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 or this is really how this is. All of that will show up in my dreams and I'll ask questions in my dreams. And it's just, I don't see anybody in particular. It's just like, you know, God's voice comes in and goes, yes, this is actually how the lesson is, you know, da, 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 da. You know, they really are a charlatan, or don't trust them, or whatever. What would be the next level as far as talking to them or getting better at that?
That's pretty good. You know, I was there for a long time. So I would say that that's probably what the average person is going to be doing, is having that conversation, going back and forth. Your guides sound like you talking to yourself. So, you know, that is what it is. The level that I'm at with my guides is I still talk to them, but it's almost like I'm half channeling them all the time. There's a deeper level connection there where, you know, I periodically, they just use my mouth to say things that need to be said.
what does that feel like? I don't know if you could describe that. And here's where I'm going. I attempted channeling once by myself. I was at my house. All my wards were up and everything, but I wasn't sure who or what was coming through, and I didn't trust it. So I just immediately pushed it out because I felt it was very intense, very heaviness coming in through the top. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't know how to kick you out, but I figured out how to kick them out real quick. Yeah. I don't want to try that by myself. I'm not comfortable there yet.
That's a full blown channeling session, right? And full blown channeling sessions, depending upon whether you are a semi-conscious or an unconscious channel, will pull you somewhat out of your body. right? This is sort of like having an open, it's almost like having an open phone line, right? That is just in the background all the time, right? I'm not sure how to explain it other than that.
Do you feel any sensations or anything?
No, there's no. And when I channel, you know, if I do a full on channel session, I have the same experience that you just described.
Like the sound healings that you have.
Yeah, where I've got something coming through and I'm there. But so I used to be a semi-conscious channel, but now I'm a fully conscious channel. So I used to partially leave my body and something else would come in and talk through me, blah, blah, blah. Now I cohabitate with the thing that is coming through. Right. So whatever entity is that I'm channeling, right, which is often my guides or a past life shaman that I used to be, or, you know, whatever. Right. I am a fully conscious channel in the fact that I am there with the other entity and we are working in concert together through the process. And so, you know, if they're going to say something that I know is going to be a problem for the room, I will change it midstream. Right. Because I'm connected in and I'm bilocated and I'm both in the room and in partnership with them. And this is part of the evolution as you go through the process. This is one of the reasons why you learn how to bilocate, is so that you can be both in the ritual process and present in the room and make sure that everything's copacetic, right? So you're not gone, right? Okay. And so I know that this is not something I normally talk to people about, but you asked. So it's because it is a very advanced level skill, right? This is not the way I did it for most of my life. I did most of my life exactly the way you're describing. This is just what has evolved over time between me and my spirit guides.
Okay. So not for newbies to try to do this. This is advanced kind of stuff.
Yeah. What I would say though, as I'm feeling into it, it is actually less channeling and more empath connection. So channeling is bringing an energy in through your crown chakra, letting them basically possess you with permission for a period of time, right? And then releasing them and, you know, letting them go back out. That's channeling. Empath connection is, I mean, we all know what an empath connection is. We've had them our entire lives. We read other people. We know how they're feeling. We, you know, if we're tuned in enough, we kind of know what they're thinking. You know, my husband reads my mind all the freaking time, right? You know, I mean, I think, oh, I'd like this. And then he hands it to me and I'm like, I never said that out loud. And he's like, you didn't? I'm like, nope, but thank you. You know, I mean, when you're that connected and you're that intuitive, it's the next level, right? Telepathic connection. That's really what this is telepathy. If I think about it, that's really what it is a telepathic connection with my guides. And so I'm not really channeling them so much as that I'm just always connected to them on a telepathic level.
Okay.
And so, you know, they know how I'm feeling. They know what's going on with me. I get a sense of what they want. And, you know, they give me information along the way. And like, I'm notorious for doing live events and picking a quote unquote random example to provide to the room and having someone walk up to me after the event and say that quote unquote random example was a perfect description of my life. And it's just,
that's
because,
funny.
You know,
that's awesome.
I'm in that connection and my guides are like, oh, use this person. They'll get a lot out of it, you know, but they don't tell me that. They just say, here's the random example, right? They just deliver it to me. It's that eloquence and fluid thought process that we're doing, is that just connection in, right? And so, yeah.
Okay. So it actually sounds like you have a friendship new friendship, new beginnings. You learn how to communicate with each other. But then over time, you pretty much know what each other is going to do, and you can predict every, you know, and you get a much deeper connection. And that doesn't happen over a short time. Yeah. It's over years and that kind of thing. So that's kind of where I'm thinking. And the more I talk to my friends or talk to my spirit guides and have conversation, then the better that connection back and forth will happen. And
you start to finish each other's sentences. And, you know, like Kathy and I say, we share a brain when we're running a retreat.
Y'all do. I've seen this I've seen it myself. Yeah, you do. You do.
And so, you know, we share a brain because we've known each other forever. Right. And we're energetically connected and we're psychic and we're in service to the end result, not to who says it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so there's no ego that gets in the way. Right. And that's a lot of the challenge when you're just getting to know your guides. Cause I went through this. I went through they told me to do something. I'm like, screw you. I'm not doing that. No, how about bite me? No.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of that when I was first getting to know them, you know, where I just didn't trust them and I didn't want to do it. And I was like, no, you go do it. And they're like, well, we can't. Well, I'm like, well, that's too bad. You should have incarnated because I'm not doing it. Right. You know, but we had a lot of these conversations.
The whole thing.
A very contentious relationship with my guys when I first got started. And, you know, over the last 24 years now, of working actively with them on an almost daily basis, this is what's evolved, right? And, you know, I'm in perfect trust with them and I perfectly understand them, except when I, you know, decide to ignore them, like I did this morning.
And you're like, no, not so much. And they're like, oh, you're going to listen. Have they ever said, like, you're like, no, I'm going to do this. And they're like, oh, no, you're going to do this. You're going to listen right now because we're not going to shut up until you do. Or can you turn down the volume, I'll say, on that?
On, they did that with me. And sometimes I would capitulate and sometimes I would say, I'll just, you know, I'll go head first into the water instead. I don't care because you're not, we're having a power struggle and I'm fucking winning. Because that's who I was. Like, I will sabotage myself to win this argument.
Oh my God.
They're like, all right, you know.
They're like, that's fine, but you're still going to come back and do it. I love it.
And then I would regret it because I would hurt myself. And that's how I learned, you know. I'm like, some people, you just can't learn from other people's experiences. They have to run headlong into the fire and get burnt. That's kind of me.
Yeah,
you know,
hard-headed much? Yeah, that'd be me. Yeah. Have you met me? Mm.
Yep. So, you know, this is why we get along.
True that. And we don't agree on everything. We have some things that we really
don't agree on. Yes.
Yeah. And that's cool. Because see, I love it. It throws me back to a time where people could disagree and go have a beer and everything is wonderful.
Yes.
You know, geez, but different topic. So if I want to practice, going to the different, and you know me, I don't know the names for everything, going to the different astral planes, or I watch Doctor Strange again because it's like one of my ultimate favorite movies.
I love it. It's my favorite Marvel movie at the very least. Yes.
Yes. And so I'm like, ooh, how could I get my astral body to study while my physical body's sleeping? That would be really cool.
Well, that's easy. That.
What? Wait, what? Why didn't I meet you when I was in college? When I needed to study for flipping exams? Oh my God. Okay. So my question was going to be, how do I know what spirit guide to ask for what? Cause they already know y'all. I don't know all your names. It doesn't matter. But so do I'm like, hey guys, this is what I want to do. Help. And then the right one comes up.
Yes.
So how do I do that? Or what kind of thingy do I do to go, hey, I want to practice the astral thing. Cause I don't know how to do any of that.
Right. Well, you just gave the answer in your question.
Oh, I did. I'm like, hey guys, I want to do this.
Yes. It's really not that complicated. People make this so much harder than it is. They're like, it's not this complicated. Just ask.
Okay, so how does my astral body read textbooks and learn about this stuff while my physical body's sleeping?
Put it under your pillow.
Okay, seriously, that's it?
The energetic... So that book has a morphic field.
Oh,
of okay. All the knowledge that exists within that book.
Oh, okay.
If you're laying on the pillow and it's underneath the pillow, your morphic fields are overlapping. Your aura and its morphic field.
So that's the whole phrase, learning by osmosis?
Pretty much. Paul Sheely does an entire program on this. It's like something about, accessing your inner genius, I think is what he calls it.
Oh, wow.
But he talks about just putting your hand on the book and being able to absorb the information, which is getting harder and harder with today's electronic books. But yeah,
that's why I'm old school. I want to feel the book.
Yeah.
Me and ebooks do not get along. That,
shipping a book to Panama is expensive. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This has been so fun.
See?
I like
advanced
this.
Skills. We love
it. I like this. Right? Yeah, because I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about this? Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
One of my students just asked, one of my Mastering Inner Healing students, so that's my third program in the series. She just asked about how do you do warding for weather, since you did the one to protect your house from the hurricane.
Yep.
They've got negative 8 degree Fahrenheit temperatures coming up.
Oof.
And she was like, well, how do I protect? I've got this new pool and I want to protect it. And, how do I make sure it doesn't have problems? And I said, well, first I would follow the instructions that you were given with the pool, because the pool people installed it. And I'm pretty sure they deal with cold temperatures all the time. You are in a cold state. And So the answer is always do the physical thing first. Right.
Yes. You can't ignore that.
I'm not yelling at her. I'm just saying in general, we always try to do a magical solution for shit that really sometimes just needs a physical solution. And so, but I just did TikToks about those. I did two TikToks back to back. If you're on the mailing list, you will have already seen them. If you are not on the mailing list or subscribe to me on TikTok, then you will not have seen it. So you can either go to TikTok. Well, you'll have to go to TikTok at this point because it's January, your time, and it will be back a little ways. But I did two TikToks talking about how to do that. But this is what I'm saying is that, I love getting the questions from people who are like, I don't know how to do this, because I can talk about a lot of things and I don't know which things you guys want me to talk about. But I just made the schedule for the next year. And I got most of it made because the people in the Spirit Sherpa group and chat on Facebook were kind enough to give me a list of topics. Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Because I only had my little brain to add to the soup. And, it's not too much of a soup with just two brains. It sounds better. It's like a zombie soup. But it's a lot better with a lot more brains. Zombie. Yes, it is.
Zombie soup. So thank you so much for those topics. And if you have topics, please let me know, because if they're too small for a full episode, I'll do a TikTok on them or several TikToks on them. If they are big enough for a full episode, I'll put them into the podcast and we'll do them. If you would like to be on the show as a listener profile, I am doing a few of those over the next year. Just write into Kelly at kellysparta.com and we will put you on the show as a listener profile, and you get to tell your story of how you got here. So, these are all the things that we have available. Oh, and I've got one more cool thing.
What?
We are doing a new series in the coming year. I try to do a full year series on something every year. Okay. And, our series for this coming year is spiritual entrepreneurs. It's not becoming a light worker. It is literally doing business as a spiritual person. So you don't have to be in a spiritually based business. You just have to be somebody who's into this stuff, who's working in a business field. So you can either be a business owner or you can be an executive in a company or a manager or whatever, right? And we'll talk about how you run the business from a spiritual perspective and what blocks get in the way. And so what's going to happen is that we'll have people come on the show and I'm going to do a spiritual coaching session with them on air. And so, and we'll talk about what the blocks are and how they're getting in the way and what you can do about it. And so you'll learn a lot about how spirituality impacts business on those episodes. Now, don't worry if you're not a business person and you don't give a shit about any of this. It's only once every 6 weeks or so. So you can skip these episodes. Okay. I only ever do my, my sequences. I try to separate them by 6 weeks so that if you hate it, you only have to hate something once every 6 weeks and you don't have to unsubscribe because I understand how that is. So the upshot is that we're doing a lot of cool stuff. And I'm gonna be writing up a bunch of quizzes because, you know, somebody said, hey, quizzes. And I was like, wow, that sounds like fun. Right. And I'm all about the fun. So I'm going to be writing up a bunch of quizzes over the next year. So keep your ears open for those. And if you join the mailing list, you'll get highlights of what happened on TikTok. If you don't want to go to TikTok every day or you don't want to subscribe, I love TikTok. You can subscribe to me on TikTok and you'll get all kinds of randomness because you get stuff about me going to Panama. You get stuff about me talking about spiritual stuff, personal growth stuff, random TikTok, what do they call them? Memes, you know,
memes,
trends, memes. Trends. Oh. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
That's the same thing as real.
No, that's Instagram.
Than real? Oh, that's Instagram. Okay.
Yeah,
are you still on Instagram?
I am on Instagram.
You are. That's
yeah.
what I thought.
Instagram,
I thought
Facebook,
you were still on
TikTok. Yeah. Okay. I cross post a lot of places.
You're here. So. You're there. You're everywhere.
I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, my point is get closer into relationship with me. I get more interesting the closer you get.
I can verify that one, honey. Let me tell you. And the we'll start on one topic and then we just kind of meander through and then we'll circle back around.
But that's usually because you've had too much wine.
Well, this is true. Although I'm very sober right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's only on the evenings I catch you at home. Yeah.
I'm like, but Kelly, we're not getting serious. I'm on glass number two, honey. Uh-uh. We middle of that right now.
Yep. And then your husband's in the background talking to me too.
He loves you too.
Because Mitch is the bomb.com, man.
Yes, indeed.
So
it's always cool to be in the spiritual woo-woo stuff and have a cool husband about it. He's not like, oh my God, you're going to blow the house up. What's happening with all of this stuff? What is this sage stuff? I don't know what this is. You know. So it's very cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things I can't get down here, by the way, is sage. Sure. I have friends coming into town in January and they're going to bring some sage with them because there's no sage here. So
really?
Yeah. Well, you know, sage is a dry climate plant. It grows in the southeast of the US and in Mexico.
Oh,
it is
didn't
not
know that.
In the tropics where it is wet constantly.
Oh my gosh. Do you have an equivalent or anything like that down there? I don't know what kind of plants y'all have.
I think so. My husband found some Palo Santo, but I don't like to use it for the reasons we've discussed before,
right,
which is,
I remember.
You know, it's, yeah. And I don't like the smell. So that doesn't work for me either.
Do y'all have not even incense? You know, I'm talking about the little sticky things.
Yeah. He found some sage incense, but it's not the same.
Oh, I know, but
it's not the same. That's the smell. It doesn't have the impact. So sage itself is antibacterial, antimicrobial, antiviral. It is actually scientifically cleansing.
Yeah.
The smoke from it. I have no idea whether or not the incense would work. I've never tried it. I've never needed to. So they're going to bring me down some sage when they come, which is lovely.
So, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Right.
Very good.
So, you know, these are the things, right? And so there's one more thing that I want to mention, which is if you are further along in your journey, because we are getting into some more advanced topics, and there may be some people out there who are listening who are further along. Don't think that you have to start at the very beginning of the programs that we run. There are ways to test out and to start further into the programs if you feel like you've done a lot of, you know, the first program, a lot of inner peace or a lot of MSE or what, you know, mastering spiritual evolution are short term. I was going to say IP 101. That's the problem with the jargon. It's like, it takes too long to say it. No, but yeah. if you feel like you have been, if you're further along and you feel like, well, I'm already into my shadow work and I, you know, I don't want to start over, but it'd be really nice to have a teacher. We are opening up the Mastering Inner Healing program, which is the shadow work program, to people who have not been through the first two programs. There will be some remedial stuff that you will have to do in order to get through the program. And it's not really remedial so much as just orientation and giving you some concepts that we covered in earlier things that if you don't have them, you'll have a problem in the new one. So we do, we'll have a little, here's the thing you've got to do before you step into the program piece, and then that'll be included. So, but if that's something that you would like to do, the program is a year long and we're doing, you know, twice monthly coaching program calls, coaching calls with me and Kathy. Me and Kathy.
Both? And? Both. You said and?
And.
Oh my Lord, that's going to be some fun calls.
We are on. Both of us are on the calls. So, yeah.
Sweet.
So
you get and y'all bring two different energetics, two different backgrounds, two different perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we used to do these retreats, and we may do them again in the future, but we used to do these retreats where you would just show up with whatever was your thing going on at the time, and we would design a ritual for you in the moment. And we would work with a group of small group, 8 people or less. And we would work over the course of the weekend, guaranteed you got at least an hour and a half of process just for you. And then you were part of the process for everybody else, which of course, the morphic field, everybody impacted everybody else. That's just how it goes, right? And we used to call those, we affectionately referred to them as two shamans, no hiding.
Two shamans, no hiding.
It's like, if you're stuck, this is where you come, because we will not let you hide. We're going to look right through you and be like, bang, this is what the problem is. Let's walk you through, right? We'll do it with love. We'll do it with compassion. Yeah. But, you know,
love and compassion, but poof, you're going through the door.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If you're showing up, and, you know, if you weren't prepared to go through the door, you wouldn't make it into the room. So.
That.
You know, people would just find a reason not to come. And that happened every now and again.
Really?
They'd sign up and then just be like, I can't make it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, nothing to be scared of here. It's all good.
Well, you know, by the time you get to the point where you would do that work, mm-hmm. what I just said to you would excite you. It would not scare you.
Yeah.
Right. Because by the time you're ready to do that level of work, when somebody can say something like that to you, you're like, thank God, because I have been looking for somebody to hold my feet to the fire because I can't get myself through this freaking door and I want through the damn door. You know, trust me, when you're ready for it, that will sound exciting.
So if that just sounded really exciting to you, make sure you get on the mailing list for whenever they start their retreats back up. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know.
Well, and I am not doing retreats this year. But if you want to come to me, if you want to come to Panama for a VIP day and do this work, I would be available for that. And we could have that conversation.
That would be a really cool vacation too, because vacation, but it's also personal growth work in gorgeous by a volcano.
Okay. On
a volcano. So yes. That's got to add a whole nother like serious element to it.
Did I mention that I just found out that if you go to Vulcan, which is a different part of the volcano than we are.
Okay.
There is a road that you drive down that if you hit the bottom and you put the car in neutral and you stop, that the magnetic pull of the volcano will pull you back up the mountain.
shut the front door.
I just found it out. I've got to go find it.
Okay, you have to go find it and go do it and video it.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I have to go do this. There's also hot springs that are.
See, now you're talking my language.
You got hot springs, and then there's a river right next to them. So you can hop into the cold river and then back into the hot springs and back into the cold river. There's whitewater rafting. There's zip lines. There's hiking. There's sloths and Kawadi Mundi. Oh my God, there's sloths.
There's sloths.
And if you go up high enough, there's also howler monkeys. And there's Kawadi Mundis, which are that's the equivalent of the they're like the Panamanian version of a raccoon, but they've got really long tails and really long snouts.
Yeah, I remember you filmed them because they almost
they almost stole
iPhone or something.
Android, but yes. I don't know iPhone.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Android.
It's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, they almost stole my phone because I was a stupid white girl. I was like, oh, look, they're so cute. And then the claws went around my phone and my fingers. And I was like, I had a moment of going, oh, this was probably stupid. And then I was like, no, that's my phone. But it was fine.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's funny. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So they contact you directly on that. Kelly Sparta.
Yes. But, this would be fun and you could come down here and, stuff.
There you go.
So, I won't do more than a day unless you have a group, because a day with me is really intense and you do not need a whole weekend. You will be done by the end of a day. Promise me.
You'll be fried.
I promise you.
You'll be fried.
Not fried, but full. Well,
by the end, if you did one person for the entire weekend.
Yeah, I did a couple once and we were supposed to do a weekend and this was years ago. And they were like, we're full at the end of day one. They're like, we feel complete. I'm like, okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, it's intensive, but if you are at a point where you are further along and you feel like there's nothing else going on that you can find help with and you want something more intensive and more personalized, then you could definitely do that.
All right. Well,
there is actually awesome. We haven't promoted it in forever, but there is actually a page on the website that says VIP days. So
okay. So also on anything. The website.
So theoretically I didn't add anything. Don't tell on me to Heather.
If anything, we're going to blame it on the spirit guides because that was not in our topics today, but it just came out. So
it did. Yeah. Heather keeps me from going off the rails because I have way too many things that I want to do. So she keeps me on track and I need that because, like every entrepreneur, I have 50,000 ideas for everything that I have for every hour that I have time to do.
Well, we're going to put that out there to the universe, see what comes back. Apparently, somebody somewhere needed to hear that today.
Because I haven't said a word about this in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've mentioned the VIP day at all in like 3 years. So,
All right. So the person that it was meant for, you heard it. Yes. Even Kelly spirit guides are saying, come on, get your button gear. Let's roll. All right.
Come on down. That's it.
Come experience the fun, the sun, the volcanic ash. It's all going to be wonderful. Oh, and
so
food.
Here's the other thing
you need to tell about the food. The food's really good there too, isn't it?
The fruits and vegetables are amazing. The restaurants are they're hit or miss, but the fruits and vegetables. I mean, you have never had the freshest pineapple, the freshest papaya. They make the most amazing desserts here out of dragon fruit. No, that's not right. Passion fruit. That's the word I'm looking for. Passion fruit. There are these beautiful desserts that are just amazing, and we have smoothies every day. We go out to a little guy down on the corner here who has stuff straight out of his yard, and he'll cut open a coconut for you and give you coconut milk straight out of coconut water straight out of it. It's just amazing. And The other thing is that I was looking this up recently, because I don't do a lot of earth energetics, right? We're way over time.
We're way over time. Chris is going to kill us.
We're all over the place today. But I have to say this is that I read yesterday, I was reading up on energy grids, because somebody requested it. And evidently volcanoes are a common place for vortices to form, vortexes.
Vortexes? That is hilarious. I was about to ask you, and then we swapped topics to something else. Yeah. If you found any vortexes around the volcano.
But I haven't done a lot of going up the volcano yet. I've been spending most of my time getting oriented. So,
okay.
When we go to Volcan, we will definitely be looking for that.
There's at least two vortexes on that volcano. I'm going to predict it now. I'm going to say there's at least two. Because this is what I'm hearing in my head.
All right.
So
I haven't asked, so I'm going to trust you.
There we go.
Yeah, I will just
we'll follow
you
up.
You haven't
and see,
been wrong in my happen. Experience, so I'm going to go with it. So yeah, every time she says something, she's like, "Well, it was this," and I'm like, "Well, yeah." Like, really? Like it was. So I trust you because you're always right. So why would I not trust you? Yeah.
So.
I will have to find the two vortexes, but yeah, there's all kinds of really cool stuff. So I haven't even begun to scratch the surface because I've just been here. I've only been here for 5 months at this point, and most of it's been spent trying to get established in a house and figure out what store to go to when you want some crackers versus when you want fruit or whatever. We literally do have to go to different stores for fruit versus crackers. They're different stores. So
what? There's no Walmart?
No, there is no
there's
Walmart.
No Target?
No, there is no even really equivalent, but we have things that are, we have sort of like the home goods store, there's right. There's a little department store that would have been like a Woolworths back in the day.
Oh, I used to love Woolworths.
Yeah. So they've got a little bit of everything, they've got Christmas tree decorations and some clothing, none in my size. And, they've got, a little makeup counter, a little jewelry counter, some nail stuff, some shoes. They've got a little bit of everything. Right. So they're the equivalent of Walmart these days, but they're the size of the old Woolworths. Right. They're small.
Okay. Y'all have movie theaters?
Down in David. Nothing okay. in Boquete. So you got to drive okay. about 40 minutes to get to a movie theater.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. We're in a small town. So
yeah.
It's 25,000 people, 5,000 of whom are expats. So it is a small town.
What?
Expats, expatriated from their home country. So often U.S. or Canadian. Yeah.
Okay. I never heard that word. Okay.
Yeah,
immigrants. Gotcha.
Expat is the, the upscale version, or the non-politically tainted version of the word immigrant.
Okay. Immigrant. I got that one. Yeah.
They're people from out of country, right? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Literally, it's a one road town. I mean, there are two or three other roads that parallel that one road, but most of everything, the vast majority of things are on that one road. And that road is maybe a mile long.
How many stop signs?
There are no street lights and no stop signs on that road.
Wait, do you have a speed limit?
There is. There is a speed limit. The main road that goes down to David, which is the fastest road I've found here so far, you're lucky if you hit fourth gear. Usually you're in third gear.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah. So, we're going about 45 miles an hour, maybe 50.
Okay. Okay.
So the speed limit is 80 kilometers an hour. So on that road in downtown Boquete, it is 40 kilometers an hour, which is like 25.
Okay.
Miles.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, there you go. So kids, y'all got bonus content today.
So much.
You're
all over the fucking place. Glad to see you. It's the end of the year. Welcome to my welcome to my insanity. Yes.
It's okay. Look, the Akashic, you're making bonus content for the Akashic Records. So you, we there may you as go. Well make bonus content for the, you know, all the kids out there. And yes, and now that I'm getting older, everybody's a kid. So for all the kids out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what is your Kellyism for today?
Oh, well, don't plagiarize.
Oh, Lord, that leaves a lot of room, y'all. Happy flipping new year on that one.
Well, and you know, it's in stark contrast to the beginning of the year or the beginning of the podcast where I was saying, don't blow yourself up. Don't blow yourself up. Right. So yeah. When you're a pure beginner, then, you know, don't blow yourself up. You're 4 years in now, guys, 4.5 years in with us. So, you know, if you've been tooting along, you know enough now to try and experiment.
There you go. So kids, go out and experiment.
Yeah. And, you know, you will blow yourself up, but hopefully not too badly. Everybody yes. blows themselves up when they do this work. That's yes. that's the price you pay to learn. It's like learning to walk. You don't learn to walk without skinning your knees a few times.
Well, I can tell you this. You never try any of this stuff after 2 glasses of wine. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Mm. No.
Boy, you talk about blow myself up. Right, good. Look, I go big or go home. I'm going to blow myself up. I'm blowing the fuck up. And yeah, I never did that again.
No. Mm-mm. And under no circumstances should you ever ask to learn how to be patient. The universe will fuck with you hard if you ask to learn how to be patient. I'm just saying that is the one thing that you should not ask for. Just practice it. Don't ask for it. Do not ask for help with that. It will be ugly.
Okay, that's going to be the wise words from Kelly. And we're going to end this podcast because I got to go cook supper.
Oh, my God. It is, yeah, we have been, you and I have been on the phone for a very long time. Yes.
Okay, we got to go. All right. Yeah, my husband's going to be home soon. So. Mm-hmm. All right. And on that note, kids, this is all that we have time for this week because y'all got a lot of stuff on this one. Mm-hmm. Y'all tune in next time when Kelly adds another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Jules here with Kelly Sparta, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.